In a recent survey of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, nearly 65% of respondents reported an increase in divorces emerging from the pandemic. Since so many people added animals to their families over the past 19 months, attorneys are preparing for a rise in pet custody cases. From KJZZ's business desk, Christina Estes reports.
Good boy.
Maria Reyes has two pets.
Get it.
There's Enrique.
He's a very funny little creature with really big ears.
Enrique's part Chihuahua, part Jack Russell Terrier.
He is so sweet.
And then there's George.
He's pretty grouchy. He's kind of grumpy.
Unlike Enrique, George isn't a big cuddler.
For the most part, he's a real little independent guy.
George is also a lizard.
They very much are like children to me. Enrique gets his presents wrapped during Christmas. We celebrate adoption days, like birthdays, and they get special little treats or special foods those days.
When Reyes and her husband separated, George and Enrique went with her. She says Enrique visited her ex a couple times, but he never asked for more.
You know, a dog remembers people, and the fact that he, you know, lived with someone and then only saw him twice and then never saw him again, I feel bad that he lost somebody.
Still, she's grateful they didn't fight over the pets.
It's something I always ask at my initial consultation.
Helen Davis has been practicing family law in Phoenix for nearly 25 years.
I've had cases where animals have been used as pawns.
The worst case she remembers was a client getting a stack of bills to pay as part of the divorce decree.
And in that stack of bills was the vet bill for the euthanization. It was heartbreaking, absolutely devastating to my client. And it was really, really, I think it was heartless.
Like most states, Arizona law views pets as personal property. Only Alaska, California, and Illinois have laws that deal with pet custody.
Courts are really trying to grapple with it.
Elizabeth Lindsay is president of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. In some cases, she says a judge might award custody to the person who bought and registered the pet.
Then you have some courts that are using what they call a best interest standard, taking into account the emotional value of the pet to its owners.
That could mean the primary caregiver gets primary custody. Other times, a judge may award custody based on the best living arrangements for the pet, or a judge could consider the interests of all involved, pets and people.
But really, it's going to come down to you better know your judge and what that judge's inclination is.
Generally speaking, Lindsay says people can't pick their judge, so their attorneys need to understand what's at stake.
We have to take their emotions pretty seriously and help them through it and help the judge understand why it's important to these two people and to the litigant so that they can feel a sense of fairness in the result.
Attorney Helen Davis senses a change in the system.
That courts are looking more, I guess, a more sensitive way to the role that animals play in our lives. They're not just property.
Good boy. Yeah, he's a good baby.
Pets form bonds. They have relationships with their humans, you know, whether it is a dog or a lizard. They see you and they know you and they recognize you. And I don't think it's fair to just have someone take a pet away completely because you're really cutting that other person off.
If both people want the pets, Reyes's advice is to try to share custody.
Come here.
Because just like children.
Good job. You did it.
Pets need safe, stable, and loving relationships. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.